Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes.
Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm falling for him, not his daddy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 56 years old and my husband will turn 75 in May. My husband is a great provider and great daddy, but I don't get butterflies when I'm with him like I did in the beginning. I will admit he wooed me with expensive things and I was caught up at first. We met and got married all within a year. I didn't snap back into reality until I met my stepson at our wedding a year ago. Now I want my stepson more than I want my husband. He's a 52-year-old bachelor and a big flirt. He comes over to the house and we have a good time together while my husband sits in the den glued to the TV. My stepson and I enjoy the same wines, foods, movies, and podcasts. We've fallen asleep together on the couch watching TV and my husband doesn't even see what's happening between us. My stepson said he hopes he can meet a woman like me that's smart, pretty, and sexy after age 50. I reminded him that he's only a few years younger, and he said I look better than most of the ladies his age. I made up an excuse to have lunch with him yesterday. I told him I needed help planning his dad's birthday party, so he agreed to meet me. He was so handsome and he smelled so good. His hug wasn't a normal stepson hug, and we blushed when the waiter called us Mr. and Mrs. King. It's obvious that we look good together. After lunch, he texted me to say that he had a great time and he said that I give great hugs. I wanted to tell him I give great everything, but I didn't. Should I cut the BS and tell him I'm falling for him, or should I wait so he can make the first move? Please stop. Please stop this.
crazy.
Please. I mean, really, this is wrong on so many levels. And you know this. That may sound like judgment from me, and I don't even care about that. It's not judgment. It's just a simple matter of right and wrong. Family is and should be off limits. And why is it that we always want something we can't have? Seriously, come on now, lady. This man is your husband's son. He's your husband's son. And yes, your husband is 75 and much older than you, but he's still alive. He's still your husband. What are you doing? At least give your husband the respect he deserves. Do not do this to him. Don't do this to his son. His son is out of line, too. You need to sit down, but you need to sit down. I don't like any of this. I don't like what you're doing. You need to leave your stepson alone and stop doing this to your husband. This is so crazy right here. This makes me so angry, Steve.
Well, Shirley says something that hinges on the facts of this whole letter. Shirley said this line right here. He's still alive. And that is what hinges on this whole letter. He is still alive, referring to her, the 56-year-old woman's 75-year-old husband. He is still alive. The question beckons now, how long? Now, let's read the letter. Shirley posed the question and made the statement, he is still alive. The question I propose is how long? So now let's read the letter. Based on this letter, it's filled with discrimination. I have been accused of fat shaming, and now I'll be accused of age discrimination. I'm in the middle. She 56, he's 75, I'm 67. I'm right in the middle of this mess. I'm damn near both of them. Here I go. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 56-year-old. My husband turned 75 in May. My husband's a great provider and great daddy. Here's a key line. I don't get butterflies when I'm with him like I did in the beginning. Quit looking for butterflies. He's 75. Start looking for moths. What you need to quit doing is quit looking for butterflies. Them ain't butterflies no more. Them is moths. Fat, fluffy-ass moths.
You're stupid.
Red, big old moths. Wool-eating-ass moth. Hungry-ass moth. Butterflies fly like this. Butterflies flutter. They go up and down, change direction. Moth just come in and land on stuff. So let's stop looking for the butterflies you used to feel when you first met him. He's 75. He don't make butterflies no more. Them is moths. I will admit he wooed me in the beginning with expensive things, and I was caught up at first. We met, got married all in a year. See, you was thirsty then. Mm. You was thirsty. You saw that lifestyle and went for it. I didn't snap back into reality until I met my stepson at our wedding a year ago. Now I want my stepson more than I want my husband. He's a 52-year-old bachelor and a big flirt. And you're a 56-year-old married woman that's a big flirt. He come over to the house. We have a good time together while my husband sit in the den glued to the TV. My stepson and I enjoy the same wines, foods, movies, and podcasts. Because you listen to podcasts don't make you young. I just want to point that out. You try to throw that in like y'all doing some real young stuff. We like the same movies, food, wine, and podcasts. We fallen asleep together on the couch watching TV, and my husband don't see what's happening. Your husband might not see what's happening, but you do. Mm-hmm. You've been eyeing him since your wedding day.
Hang on,
Steve. I'll be back.
Yeah. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I'm falling for him, not his daddy. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeart Radio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor,
as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. I'm falling for him, not his daddy.
56-year-old woman that married this 75-year-old man. Now she's saying she don't feel butterflies no more. I reminded her that he's 75. Stop looking for butterflies.
Don't say that again.
Start looking for moths. Moths. Big, fat, fluffy, furry.
We get it. Moths.
I will admit he wooed me with expensive things. I was caught up. We met, got married all within a year. And I didn't snap back into reality until I met my stepson at our wedding a year ago. On your wedding day, your trifling behind snapped back to reality by realizing you was marrying this old man because if he could buy you expensive things. Now you say you want your stepson more than you want your husband. 52-year-old bachelor and a big flirt. Come over to the house. We have a good time together while my husband sits in the den glued to the TV. My stepson and his son and I enjoy the same movies, wines, foods, podcasts. Y'all done fell asleep together on the couch watching TV, and my husband don't even see what's happening. Yeah, but you do, though. You see what's happening. And you saw what you wanted to happen on your wedding day. When you met your stepson on your wedding day. My stepson says that he hopes he can meet a woman like me that's smart, pretty, and sexy after age 50. Then you reminded him he's only a few years young, and he said, I look better than most of the ladies his age. I made up an excuse to have lunch with him yesterday. I told him I need to plan his daddy's birthday party, so he agreed to meet me. He was so handsome, and he smelled so good. See, now let's quit talking about smell, because him and his daddy smell different. Yeah. See, the young boy smell like cologne. Standard. His daddy smell like medicine. See, that's two different smells.
She didn't say that.
One of them smell like a field outside. The other one smell like inside a hospital.
I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate you right now.
Yeah. One of them smell like he 50, so he wear old ass cologne. One of them smell like Halston. The other one smell like Icy Hot. Yeah. One of them in there smelling like, what's another? Fahrenheit. That's another old cologne. He in there smelling like Ben Gay.
You know what? You have made your point.
Yeah.
And with you.
That young dude in there smelling like lotion, your husband in there smell like salve. Old ass salve. Yeah.
When have you heard that word? Yeah.
That young boy rubbing butt baby oil on his chest, your husband got Vicks Vapor Rub on his. It's two different smells. One of them oily, one of them thick and gummy. Yeah, your little 50-year-old, he taking pills to help his night out. Viagra, Cialis. Yeah. Your husband in there taking nitroglycerin. He trying to stay in this world. He taking stuff to jumpstart his heart, make his heart.
Yeah.
Them two different pills. One of the pills you can do without, the other one he can't miss.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah. He was so handsome, he smelled so good. His hug wasn't like the normal stepson either. Yeah, that's why his hugs is different. Because he hugging. Your husband falling on you. So you hug that 70-year-old, it turned from a hug to a hold me up right quick. It's two different things.
Wait a minute, it went from a hug to a what?
From a hug to a hold me up.
Could not with you.
Hug me and hold me up is two different things. And we blush when the waiter called us Mr. and Mrs. King. It's obvious we look good together. Well, it's hard to look good with your husband because there's too much stuff in the picture.
What do you mean?
Hey, y'all sitting over there taking a picture in the chair, but you can see the handlebars from his hover round over there. In the See, that's what you don't know. Now you think you don't look good together. Y'all sitting there taking a picture. Y'all taking a picture, but you can see the walker right next to the chair. You can see that. And just kind of take away from the picture. You know. You know, you sitting up there, y'all in the chair, but you can see the cane. It ain't no Ron Isley cane. This that cane that you get at CVS, the brown one with the black grip on the end of it. He got one of them crutches in the picture with the arm brace on it.
He's just 75.
That's what's wrong, though. After lunch, he texted me and said we had a great time, and he said that I give a great hug. I wanted to tell him I give great everything. So what did you say with your nasty ass?
Yeah.
But I didn't. Should I cut the BS and tell him I'm falling for him, or should I wait so he can make the first move? Do you hear that question? Either way in this question, she know it's going down. She's planning on it going down. She just want to know, should she say it or wait on him to say it? But it's going down. The decision has been made. You've chosen the stepson on wedding day versus his old ass daddy.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
Leave all his money to his nurse.
at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is Junior in Sports Talk.
And the nurse being allowed right to the pitches, too. That's another thing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes. Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.